Free Taco Agreement, an innovative economic initiative designed by the Chicano Secret Service. Its main objective is the production and distribution of free tacos to the starving gringo minorities.
Good evening, estimados radioobedientes. This is your noticiero de fin de siglo, 1,000 megahertz above reality. At the top of the news tonight, ex-President Bush has been diagnosed with Down syndrome. Pinochet falls but leaves a triple shadow behind. Superbarrio replaces Boutros Ghali at the United Nations. The Dalai Lama relocates to El Salvador. The Eastern Bloc goes west for shopping. Gorbachev confesses he was just kidding.
Y ahora, damas y caballeros, la cumbia de NAFTA.
Perron, en reportage direct du Banff Center, situé dans les montagnes rocheuses canadiennes en Alberta. Je suis en compagnie d'artistes des États-Unis et du Mexique. Nous vous invitons à explorer avec nous le prochain programme radiophonique qui a pour thème l'accord de libre-échange nord-américain, ALENA. En tant que représentatrice de la position canadienne, j'observerai les ébats libidineux entre le Mexique et les États-Unis. Par respect de la tradition historique canadienne, je resterai une observatrice neutre et impartiale. Je vous invite à nous suivre dans l'univers fascinant d'Alénar.
Remember America before the LA riots?
Avant Oka en Chiapas.
Oka, nada. Mm. Qué tiempos aquellos, amé, rica.
Oh, yeah, honey, Mexico hindo. I mean penetrating.
Les enfants de la Chigada perdus dans l'abîme du désir.
¿Recuerdas? Aquellos días calientes de cortejo y
Oh, we were young, and NAFTA was just a gleam in the eye.
Perdu dans le hall du Congrès, riant et dansant au son du mariachi, jazz et de la musique canadienne country.
Coca-Cola drinks with our buddies from Kodak, American Express, and General Motors.
Entre piernas, apapachos en franglais, spanglish and gringo ñol.
Moi, mix, Mexique.
Trilingual love, Canada. Maple syrup, ketchup, and powder guacamole.
La Mexique.
Nous ne pouvons résister l'un à l'autre.
Todo parecía posible, incluso la comunicación transnacional.
When did it all go wrong?
Now reporting from Washington, D.C. during the first trinational meeting following the NAFTA agreement. Gathered here are official representatives of the three countries. Let's go to the floor.
Gentlemen, I thought you were going to do what you said.
¿Qué está diciendo?
But you haven't done nothing what you said.
Hable, por favor, en español, ¿okay?
Tenemos que entender...
Nada de... You said
no, ya, aprende a hablar español.
Mira, ahora
después nos ponemos a negociar.
What are you doing there?
Pégale al güey este, pégale al senador, que nos está diciendo...
¡Entrale, cabrón! ¡Órale! ¡I don't want a golf course!
¡Chate con la lana, güey!
¡Give me a gun! ¡Chate!
¡Pinches gringos arrogantes, cabrón!
Oh my God, stop!
Please! The following tape was leaked to the press by a member of the Mex-American Congress.
Well, Charlie, I have the trade agreement here in front of me, and I can't locate anything about the Zapatista question. There is a clause about the Guanajuato Zapato question, and I'm wondering if this is related to the Chiapas Zapata question, possibly so. Charlie, our people here are very, very worried that there might be turmoil in our backyard, you know? So we want some clarification from you.
I got a macho camacho to take care of it.
Oh, Charlie, we'll all sleep better tonight.
Simultaneous translation.
A North American Free Trade Agreement has been signed by Canada, the U.S., and Mexico. Soon, we will become the largest artificial economic community on the planet. In terms of geography and demographics, it will be much larger than the European community or the fashionable Pacific Rim. Sadly, from all the possible free trade agreements that could have been designed, the neoliberal version we have on the table is not exactly an enlightened one. It is based on the arrogant post-Cold War fallacy that the market will solve all our problems, avoiding the most basic social, labor, environmental, and cultural responsibilities that it carries within.
Amigoization, a process of happy Mexicanization.
Lesson number 4, advanced slang for NAFTA speakers. Hispanic terms and expressions such as barrio, bodega, fiesta, palante, qué pasa, gracias, and the commonly used chingada could be combined with the English copy to give it an ethnic flavor without the non-Hispanic audience feeling excluded.
Acuérdense de ese pobre hígado.
¿Cómo estarán?
¿Cómo estarán esos pobres
les
hígados?
Les vas a patear.
La madre vaca para los diabéticos.
Ay, ay, ay.
Bienvenidos a Naftalandia, damas y caballeros, lovers, consumers of pura bicultura. A new transcontinental breeze ricochets from Monterrey to Manhattan, from DF to LA and beyond. We perceive the pungent smells of chili con ketchup and local mole. Never before had Gringolandia, digo, America succumb to the savor of the amigo country with such eagerness and gusto.
Excuse me, are you Mexican?
I used to be.
Well, you look Mexican to me.
Oh, thank you. I wish I was more Mexican, you know, but I'm 100% Spanish. Sorry.
Well, but can you speak from Mexico?
Oh, of course. I mean, we both speak Spanish, right? What do you want to talk about?
NAFTA? ¿Qué opinas?
I love it. I love the non-fat agreement. I think it's just great. But I must say that, like, I'm really super Mexican most of the time, but I'm really mad at them right now because I think they're really ungrateful and they're misunderstanding the Americans, okay? I think that if Mexicans are going to go work over at the U.S. into the factories and sneak through the river and sneak on the fences, they should be really grateful that the Americans are being so nice as to move the factories to Mexico so that they don't have that long a commute.
Don't arrive late to the grand trinational fiesta. Support NAFTA art, free trade art for the klepto-Mexican connoisseur. Join a new vibrant gastro-erotic cultural maquiladora y de paso contribute to...
Reality is divided into two great eras, BDC and ADC. Before Diet Coke and after Diet Coke.
In addition to these high-tech appetites, consumers are looking for a whole shopping list of things to buy, from pantyhose to mayonnaise to vacation packages to the all-American chili pizza taco burger with old-fashioned nacho fries.
Dear trans-American citizen, there's a continent of sophisticated consumers awakening to the sound of the clamoring of American products and services. Say goodbye to the days of economic isolationism, belligerent dictatorships, and angry minorities, and welcome in a new era of trade and prosperity!
Proposed what is the grandfather of NAFTA, the GATT.
What are the real causes of this conflict that we are living in the state of Chiapas?
Que signifique beneficios para toda la población.
And it's American Express who wants to go into every country in the world and convert everybody to an American Express card.
Yes, we want a new partnership with one of the most successful and fastest growing free market experiments in the world, or we can draw ourselves up into our most imperious neo-colonial posture and say, no deal, Mexico. You are not democratic enough. Your factories are not clean enough. Your immigration laws are not tough enough. We will not assist you in improving your living standards until you correct these glaring flaws in your national character.
Social problems that can be left without
O sea, mejoramiento en la calidad del trabajo. Que traiga finalmente justicia social para nuestro pueblo.
México no importa, exporta.
Ici Mireille Perron, en direct du Canada. J'aimerais partager avec nos auditeurs et auditrices mes dernières compilations statistiques. L'anglais, dans notre programme, a occupé plus de 50% du temps d'écoute. L'espagnol, 30%. Le français, 3%. Quant aux autres langues, elles occupent 15%. La parodie politique, 60%. Le contenu sexuel, 35%. L'humour grossier, 5%. Nous pouvons subdiviser de nouveau la parodie politique en trois catégories. Transnationale, 45%, nord-américaine, 55%, régionale, 5%. Le contenu sexuel en quatre catégories. Hétérosexuel, 65%, bisexuel, 20%, homosexuel, 15%, indéfini, 5%.
And now, back to our program.
Grünfink oder Grünling, Dirlitz, Distelfink oder Stieglitz.
The grace of God brings salvation. And it's for all, not just for a select group or one nationality, but it's for one ethnic group, but it's for all. And we're thankful we had the voice of radio that carries the message to many, many countries today, going all around the world and circling the globe, telling about God's wonderful grace. The grace of God bring us salvation, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we shall live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ and our Savior, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people zealous of good works. So tonight I'm here to encourage you.
Is also mine. Your language is mine as well. El sur en el norte se desangra, el norte se evapora por los siglos de los siglos. And suddenly, you're homeless.
Good evening, estimados radioobedientes. This is your noticiero de fin de siglo. 1,000 megahertz above reality. At the top of the news tonight, American artists demand gringos troika at home. Canada adopts Japanese as the only official language. Panama invades Washington in search of Oliver North. Saddam Hussein is seen naked with Margaret Thatcher in Saint-Tropez. His genitals were... Violeta Chamorro is also photographed naked at an S&M party. The only woman in an ocean of Sandinista studs. The Pope and the King of Spain prepare for the mother of all fiestas, the rediscovery and recolonization of the Americas, this time co-sponsored by CNN, Televisa, the Pentagon, and Discovery Productions. The Pope confesses he contracted AIDS during his 1992 trip to Brazil, in which AIDS has finally affected the immunological system of the mainstream. The Heritage Foundation censors this un-American broadcast. Multiculturalism becomes a nostalgic TV series. Tonight, the art world discovers a new ism. Meta, post, infra, beta, plus, etc., 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 etc.
Miss Lucy， 哎呀，你陰功咯，你姗姗嚟遲咗，知唔知等到我頸都長，真係望到我腳都痹啊！哎呀，真係對唔住啦，文經理。冇想講。因為我爹哋啦。哦，你爹哋做咩啊？Mireille
Perron again, reporting from Canada. Did you know that there are 35 million Mexicans living in the United States, and that this number surpasses the total population of Canada, which is only 26 million? Did you know that the total population of Canada is roughly the same as the number of people now living in Mexico City, or the entire population of California? Listeners will also be fascinated to know that the number of elks grazing in the Banff National Park easily exceeds the number of Mexicans living in the entire Canadian Rocky Mountains. And that the number of Mexican intellectuals who speak French surpasses the number of Canadian politicians who speak French.
You want to record me? Go ahead, go ahead. What's the question again?
Officer, I understand you often need to use your gun.
Well, yeah, of course I do.
But what do you use for target practice?
Cans.
Cans?
Like Mexicans and Puerto Ricans and Africans. You're not laughing.
Infect, oh Mexicanis, infect them. Gueros against the will of history, infect them. In fact, at this point in time, I have no other option but to be contagious. My loyal radio escuchas, it's me again, el virus mostachón. I'm everywhere, güerejos, in your food, your dreams, your garden, in the evening news and the morning coffee. I am here, there, to help you remember while you capitulate.
The dishes, no one to babysit your children, no one to pick your vegetarian food, no one to carry your luggage at the airport, no one to clean your Hilton hotel room, no one to boss around, no one. Don't you think you better be nice?
Hijo de tu recontra.
This message is brought to you by the Day Without a Mexican Foundation.
Simultaneous translation. Many burning questions remain unanswered.
Given the endemic lack of political and economic symmetry between the three countries, will Mexico become a mega maquiladora nation, the largest Indian reservation of the U.S., or will it be treated as an equal by its bigger partners? Will the predatory Statue of Liberty devour the contemplative Virgin of Guadalupe, or are they merely going to dance a sweaty quebradita? Will Mexico become the toxic and cultural waste dump of its northern neighbors? Given the exponential increase of American trash and media culture in Mexico, what will happen to their indigenous traditions, social and cultural rituals, language and national psyche? Will the future generations become hyphenated Mexican-Americans, brown-skinned gringos, and Canoches, or upside-down Chicanos? And what about us? Will we slowly become Chicanadians, Waspbacks, Gringo Trelawneys, and Anglo-Malans?
It's late. It's dark. But it doesn't have to be lonely. Nostalgia Maldita 1900, Mexico, is waiting for your memories.
Now, for a limited time only, receive an inflatable taco with your phone call. We accept Canadian loonies and American pesos. Call now.
Avez-vous travaillé au cours de la période couverte par cette déclaration?
Non, non, non.
You will receive a 200-page catalog certified by Televisa and the Metropolitan. You can place your mail orders de volada by simply dialing your resident alien number or by speaking directly to our representative after the show. Ahora, no one can like a Mexican. Approach your founders de ya porque free raid.
Digo,
free trade, artist, tax deducted. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. I'm having an identity crisis on the radio station. I don't know what I'm saying. La neta es que I need a job real bad. The art world doesn't want to buy me anymore. You know, multiculturalism is passé. Can anyone give me a job?
Mexico! Mexico!
Lindo y querido!
This is Mireille Perron reporting one last time from the Banff Center in the beautiful Canadian Rocky Mountains. I would like to remind our listeners that while our program has had the pretension of being both critical and alternative, it has preserved the established order of NAFTA. The sponsorship for this program is American. The Canadians have provided technical assistance and the appearance of a neutral but critical consciousness. The main power and cultural content is Mexican. This concludes our program. Thank you for listening. And here's hoping that all our NAFTA dreams come true.